Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Ash Pipe. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ash Pipe, all the way from Italy. They finished our show the week before last, and they're starting our show this week, and thank you very much for that. I bet you weren't expecting a song in Italian at the start of this show, Tony.
I certainly wasn't.
You certainly weren't, but you know what? I thought, seeing as we're celebrating the fact that we've both gone home from the World Cup, why not? What is Ash Pipe's website?
Ashpipe.com?
No, ashpipe.net. Poorly being internet, one, Tony Nil. And that was a track called Cuore e Polmoni.
Nice.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I've got some additional material for you that involves a very dubious Italian joke that I don't think we've told on the show before. It came through the other week. If you have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Glumbongo pissed off in the Congo did, Tony.
Excellent.
Excellent. And his joke was, watch it, Paul. What's a specimen?
Who knows?
He's an Italian astronaut. Pathetic. Right, but thank you very much, Dumbo. And also, these two are going back a bit. We haven't got a backlog on the jokes as such, but I've had quite a few right now, but I enjoy getting them. Please do send them through. This one said, just listen to the 29th of April podcast.
Wow.
Glombongo's jokes reminded me of this one from the playground. What's pink and silver and crawls into walls?
Don't know.
A baby with forks in its eyes.
Oh dear, I remember that show now.
No, right, and right, he says, having moved to New Zealand to dig holes and fill them with concrete, please pass my thanks on to Dave Phillips for all the work coming from the Christchurch earthquake, what he caused. Yeah, and hello to Dave, who I saw yesterday and asked us how the show was going. Love to your mothers. That was from Big Papa Bear. But then we also had another joke through from Big Papa Bear saying, what do you do if you come across a rhino out in the open on the plains of Africa?
I don't know.
wipe it off and say sorry.
Nice. Totally polite.
Isn't that one similar one to one we had the other week?
I think so. Yeah.
Anyways, wasn't there one about what you do if you come across a tiger? There seems to be a lot of people coming across things. I can only say be more careful. Anyway, here's a band that are never careful, Tony.
Okay.
I'm afraid I don't have much information about the bands this week, and you haven't got a lot of info either because of where you are. I've got no excuses. I'm just an idiot. Quite a bit of rock on the show this week, Tony, and let's start with this band called Kira. You can find out more about them, and frankly do, because I haven't, whereas I normally tell you where bands are from, I don't have the information to hand this week. I believe they're an American band, but I might be wrong. What's their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Kira?
No, it's ReverbNation.com/Kira19. K-I-R-R-A-1-9. Huh. Paulie being set to Tony Neil, and this is Lies.
But finding no end, that's when you cross my mind. But I'm not giving up, I'm giving in to surprise. Collision of things, swallowing pride into my mind. You are the only one you will find. Would you lie to me? Would you shut me out? Would you die for me? Will you show me how? Do I break away from this? Ignorance isn't bliss. Doubt will cut you like a knife to eat the paralyzed. Try to open your eyes, expose them to too many times, won't make it, you better run tonight. But I'm not backing down now, I've come this far expecting a fight. Find me tonight, see the fire in my eyes and watch me ignite. I'll tell you what, while we're throwing that fight. Would you lie to me? Or just shut me out? Would you die for me? Will you show me how? Do I break away from this ignorance, this influence? Down, we'll pay you like enough to need to paralyze. Try to open your eyes, expose them to
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's fine.
That was Kira and Lies. I will find out more about them and play another track from them in the future. My apologies to Kira that I don't know more right now, but we're having to rush through this show because we're having internet problems. And why is that, Tony?
Because I'm in Germany.
Because you're in Germany, aren't you? So, and we'll find out a bit about what you've been doing in Germany in the next section, but we might have to do little short talky bits just so we can get this thing done, all right?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you got some Facebook for us?
I do.
Good.
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave a comment. Very easy to get in touch. Most people are on Facebook. So do so. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Leave us a comment. Get in touch. Get involved. Tell us what songs you like. Tell us what you didn't like. Anything really. Vicky Vortex has been in touch. We had one comment from them. Vicky Vortex and the Cumshots, obviously, give them their full name. We have four new tracks to record after the whirlwind of gigs we have coming in the UK during the summer. Expect some new tunes from us in a couple of months. Give us a shout if you fancy some tunes from last year's Bittersweet Twisted Treat CD. Thank you for the comment. If you do, please do let us know your tour dates, and we'll read them out. Thanks for the comment.
Yes, and I think we did respond, didn't we?
You said yes, of course. Send us the CD.
Yes, and they haven't done it yet.
Ah.
But anyway, that's all right, because this is The Objects. Burn.
Joe.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Objects from their latest album now, is it? I think it's called Supercharged Little Nova. Am I right there?
Oh,
I think I am. Anyway, it's a fantastic new album from The Objects out of
Las Vegas, Nevada, and hello to the Objects, friends of the show, etc., etc. What is the Objects Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheObjectsNV.
No, it's facebook.com/objectslv, as in Las Vegas. Probably being in step three, Tony Neal. But it's all right, Tone, because you can still keep a smile on your face as you tell us what you've done over the last week.
So, I've been in Germany. Last week, we left the port of Dover, and we came to the south of Germany. We went to Heppenheim, which is the home of Vettel, the F1 driver, and then we went to Heidelberg, and I went to Wiesloch, just kind of generally around the south of Germany, just trying to see what's going on down here. And what is going on down here is they don't know what the internet is.
Quite clearly, yeah. Well, is that because you were in the middle of the Black Forest, or are you somewhere else now?
Well, even then we were still in cities. I don't know what it's like in the Black Forest.
I don't know how they had the nerve to ever say Vorsprung Dirt Technique. Because quite clearly Germany has still got the internet operated by a monkey on a bike.
Oh, it's ridiculous. This from America, on the other side of the planet, nearly.
Yeah. So you've had fun?
Yes, we've all needed a break.
So I'm sorry if the first half of the show has been a little bit distorted this week. The second half is going to sound a lot better, trust me. tell you why during the second half of the show. All I've really done over last week is watch the World Cup, so there's nothing else to worry about there. It's been great despite England's early exit. I do just like the World Cup anyway. My bets have been terrifically unsuccessful, but a highlight for me was watching a Uruguayan bite an Italian. I just think that brings the world close together.
Doesn't it, just?
I really do. But you know what brings the world even closer together than that, Tony?
What's that?
Heavy Rock from Minsk.
Excellent.
Yeah, I know. And this band came through via Music Submit, a band called Stardust Circus. I believe it's Stardust Circus, who are all the way from Minsk. Again, it's another first. We've been playing some great music from some really unlikely places for us, and this is no exception. There will be another track to follow this. I'll tell you about that after you've heard that track, because it's from the new album from the Dustophonics, Tony.
Oh, great.
But right now, what is Stardust Circus's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/StardustCircus?
No. Oh. SoundCloud.com/Stardust-Circus. 40B and the internet for Tony Neal. This is the biggest win an Englishman's had in quite a while. this is Perfect Killer.
Just make a girl.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dusterphonics and a track from their new album, Big Smoke London Town, called Ride On Louisiana Red. And I do like this new album. It's really, really good. And if you're wondering why I suddenly magically have information about the bands that I didn't have the other night, it's because, well, hey, I'm just going to ask you, Tony, what is Dusterphonics' Facebook page?
facebook.com/dustaphonics?
No, because I've been an idiot there. They are really called The Dustaphonics. Yeah. It's facebook.com/The Dustaphonics, but I wasn't trying to catch you out. I just written Dustaphonics there and The Dustaphonics somewhere. I just call them Dustaphonics. I'm allowed. Hey, sorry I misled you. But yeah. I believe that is Paulie B and Internet 5, Tony Neil.
Yes, I think it might be.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, look, we're just going to reveal what's been going on when we've done have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Excellent. That means it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bars. Messing with your mind.
Yes. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar. Please do support it. As mentioned, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. There is a petition that you should sign to save them. But you can also help them by going there. So
that's
there
awesome.
Some, yeah. And there are some gigs.
Yeah, but hang on a minute, because this show is going up on Sunday night, and why is that, Tony?
Because, well, we had major problems. I was in Germany and the internet, no, as mentioned.
The first half of the show was made 50% in Germany.
Yes, it was made on Friday night in Germany. Yeah. Saturday I travelled back. It took 12 hours something of driving. And now, so it's Sunday now, back in the UK, midday.
And the first thing we're doing is finishing off Punky.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not even unpacked.
No, so we probably sound better.
Yes.
As well. I don't blame Germany. I blame the internet.
I blame the internet. I'm sure
it's not liking Germany
for some reason. It's, yeah. Who knew? But anyway.
Anyway.
So we were a little bit late. And there was a cracking gig last night at the 12 bar.
But so let's hear about it.
Yeah, so last night at the 12 bar. The Beach Boys are playing.
Oh.
And the Smoking Prophets, Vomit, Social Schism, and a late set from Rage DC. And it was London Calling night.
Yeah, it would have been brilliant. It would have been absolutely brilliant. And I'm so sorry we didn't get the chance to mention it before it happened.
Yeah.
I blame the internet's relationship with Germany.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
I blame the internet's relationship with Germany.
There you go.
For so many things.
But if we had it gone, how much do you think it would have cost?
I reckon it would probably have been about £6.
It would have been, yeah. It would have been a bargain.
Now, if you hear this show as soon as it goes up, I imagine you might want to know about a gig tonight.
So tonight is a gig, and it's a Sunday evening, anything goes, as we tend to know. Danny Taylor and Friends.
Oh.
Who knows?
Oh. Go on, fiver.
£3.
Oh, a bargain.
Oh, town mill prices.
Right. £3. That's what, town mill prices?
That used to be £3 a night, I think.
Oh, right, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Town mill prices.
I'm very aware.
No one knows what on earth you're talking about.
That is a good point. Global podcast. Where is that? Tomorrow night, Monday, last day of June, Emily Lee, Sarah Lucy Doyle and Star Lane and Dan Owen. It's Monday night craziness. I have no idea what that even means.
Is that what it's called?
No, it's not what I'm calling it. But who
you're
are
calling
people?
It Monday Night Craziness? It sounds like five acoustic acts to me.
It smells suspiciously like that. So, I mean, I don't know how much you'd want to pay for something like that. But how much do you think?
I'm afraid I can't go into minus figures.
No.
Everyone who plays a 12 bar is very talented. They only have brilliant acts, regardless of whether they're my particular choice or not. So I'm going to go £5.
It is £5.
Look at that. 635.
Yes.
What is that in relation to the Beast?
It's somewhat further down to the right.
It's across the road and down a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Across the road and down a bit from the number of the Beast. 635, a number I don't believe we've ever had.
I don't think we have.
Gig guide before.
I've been Germany. You
know, we're going to have to get rid of this gig guide. Right now. No, this one now, because I just need to move on.
Okay.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. 12 bar, messing with your mind. it's all been a bit odd. We had every intention to make this show as soon as we could when you were in Germany, but we tried day after day. You just had unfortunate internet.
Yeah.
Incidents. Anyway, here's a band that are no strangers to unfortunate incidents. They are, of course, Flies on You, Tony. Nice. And we played them on the show before. This is a little slice of, I'm going to call this post-punk.
okay. if you will. Post-punk, a little bit Gang of Four-ish, got a few gothy tendencies. Look out, fat boy. But they're a really good band. They're really, a really interesting band. And I think I really like them. And they've got they seem to bring out one or two tracks at a time. I believe in the old days we'd call them singles. But they seem to bring out one or two tracks at a time. And I always want to play them. And we always get the chance to. So we're going to in just a second. But what is Flies On You's website?
Fliesonyou.com?
No, it's fliesonyou.co.uk. It's probably being Internet 6. And no, that's not any internet relationship with Germany. Because that would be sex. Oh, good Lord. Probably the Internet 6, Tony Neal. This is Can You Smell That Burning Noise? Listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I like that.
Good. Cool.
Yeah. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Tonight, I'm going to a gig. I'm going to go and see Kevin Smith.
You've just got back and you're out straight away.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith.
Booked tickets quite a while ago. Yeah, he's over in the UK recording a podcast.
Is he recording a live podcast and you're going to be there for the recording, or is he doing a one-man storytelling show?
He's doing live podcasts. He's doing the Hollywood Babylon podcast. It's like an entertainment podcast, and I'm going to go and watch it being recorded.
Whereabouts?
Birmingham, the O2 Academy.
You can't wait to get... You love Birmingham.
It's growing on
you. You're a Birmingham lover.
Yeah, it's like...
You're a Brummie lover.
Compared to here, it's a metropolis.
You think Brummie is yummy. Yummy Bummy.
Yummy Bummy.
Tony the Birmingham Lover with his yummy bumminess. Mm. Oh, Kevin Smith. Oh. In Birmingham. It's like, I can just, it's just a dream for me. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, oh, it should be good.
Excellent. Oh, good. And you had a decent holiday, because we didn't really get a chance to talk in the first half of the show.
Yeah.
Because of all the issues, only. But yeah, you had a good time.
It was brief 8 days, and just lots of relaxing and seeing nice sights. It was a bit of a whirlwind, because it was a bit last minute, which is also probably why I didn't get a chance to pre-record anything or whatever, but it was, we just had to get away for a week.
Yeah,
extremely
right.
Busy.
At least you had fun.
Yes.
And it was nice. Alright. Because we're going to be doing another show before I tell you what I'm doing next weekend, I'm just going to tell you what I'm doing this evening as well. So if you do get this podcast this afternoon, you will know. It doesn't make any difference because it's all sold out, but I'm doing 4 gigs in Tring.
Oh, wow.
I know. 4 gigs in a night in Tring. Tring is not a big place, but it has a fabulous comedy festival, and one of the things they do is this roaming comedy night when they have 4 different acts going around 4 different pubs all doing sets, and it's me, Gavin Webster, who's very good, Silky's very good, and Arthur Smith.
Oh, wow, okay.
The 4 of us, yeah, and we're all staying in a hotel, and it's a bit of a drink up after, so it's just going to be really good fun. So I'm really, really looking forward to it, basically. But there's no point in me giving you any more information because it's all sold out.
Right.
So, I'm just showing off, really. I'd want to be at this.
It sounds good.
Except that I won't see any of it, because I'll just listen to me 4 times. That's not great, but I'll have a good old drink with them afterwards. Yeah, anyway, so that's what I'm doing this week. But let's just crack on. Next track, because we did talk quite a bit in the last bit. My fault, of course. Now, I hope I pronounce this gentleman's name right. Kenny Teixeira, I'm going with. T-X-E-I-R-A. Hey, pronunciation expert, how would you say his name?
Yeah, no, that sounds good to me. Texeria. No, Teixeira, isn't there right at the end, is there? Teixeira,
I think. Yeah. I think it's Kenny Teixeira. And I'm sorry that I don't know his name, because the man's got a hell of a track record as a session musician, fabulous guitar player, and solo artist in his own right. And we got this via Music Submit, and I'll tell you, man, we played some really good rock this week, and this is no exception. Really, really good track. I'll ask you the website after we've heard it. Right now, this is Monster. We'll be right back. You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Kenny Texiera, I think, and Monster. And again, I think all the acts we played this week, we will try and feature more from them in the future. I've already got half of next week's show lined up, and just so you know, it's going to be pretty garage punk.
Oh, cool.
I think, yeah, so because I've already got half of that lined up. I've got quite excited. I got ahead of myself, Tony.
Right.
Okay. What is Kenny Texera's website?
KennyTexera.com.
No, it's KennyTex.com. It's probably being this letter 7, Tony Neil. This is not looking good for you, my friend, because I've just had a look at the last website. You've got no chance. Yeah, so anyway, never mind all that. Have you got a track?
I do.
Oh, come on.
I know, surprising. Yeah, if you do have a track to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Dead simple. Most people do have twats these days. And here's one of them. It's from Insane Star.
Oh,
my. I know. She said hello. So I'm a bit behind on my punky listening, but as you're forever searching for fresh twat, here's one. She's not wrong. Always searching for fresh twat. Yeah. Do you, Mommy?
Well, it's not the fresh stuff I'm after, Insane Star.
Punch Robson's solicitor. She never mentions it. Punch Robson's solicitors in Middlesbrough. Send him your pants.
They're called Punch Robson's solicitors.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless it's just a command. I don't know.
No, I'll punch him.
I was trying to get some legal advice, and as that's what they're paid to do, I was hoping they'd help. Their brilliant advice: do whatever you think is best. Idiots. If I knew that, I wouldn't have gone solicitor. Give him a good old twatting for me and keep rocking, Insane Star. It's to the point. But yeah, I think do whatever you think is best is not best advice.
Yeah, just like, go for your life.
Yeah.
The world's your oyster.
It's all rubbish.
Punch Robson's solicitors. Punch them hard. Yeah, so we can definitely go with this Insane Star, despite the fact that I'm still waiting for some used knickers.
Exactly.
Will it ever happen?
No.
I think we can safely say it's not great. It's been years. I've been asking for years, haven't I?
Yeah.
Actually, years.
I think literally years.
When did I first ask?
I don't know. It's got at least 2 or 3 years.
Oh, it's more than that.
Do you reckon?
I think we might be coming up for the 5th anniversary of me asking for her used knickers.
Blimey.
It's a minor celebration.
So, you ready for this?
Yes.
So if they're brilliant legal advice, so if do whatever you think is best, Punch Robson's solicitors from Middlesbrough
is a twat. And Punch Robson's solicitors are punched hard on their big solicitory nose.
Punch them in their sister face.
It just sounds like a couple of chancers setting up a shop, just going, like, what we're going to do for legal advice. I'll tell you what, we're going to just tell everyone what they want to hear.
I'm Punch, you're Robson, we're solicitors.
Off you go. Have fun. It would have been great if one had said, do whatever you think's best, and the other one went, that's the way to do it. Or started singing Unchained Melody. Oh, I'm on a roll.
God.
Right, last track this week.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got there. We've got to the end of the show. This has been the most drawn-out show we've ever made in 2 different countries. I don't think we've ever done that before either.
No. Not ever started one of them. Yeah, no.
There's been a groundbreaking punky radio. It'll probably sound shit.
Probably.
Groundbreaking punky radio. And the last track this week, do you know what? We started off with an Italian punk band. Shall we finish with one?
Okay.
Let's just get some parentheses going here. Yeah. Marijuana. We played a track by them a couple of weeks ago. And I want to play this track by them as well. They describe themselves as a stoned punk from Italy. And it is all that. And they're really good. And Tony, at the moment, it's 7-0 to me. What is Harry Warnell's Facebook page?
facebook.com/Murray Warnell.
Very close. facebook.com/pages/Murray Warnell/354225004678277. And why is that, Tony?
You haven't set a default URL, have you?
Come on, Murray Warnell, you're really good at that. They're probably too stoned.
Probably.
Anyway, it does mean it's poorly being the internet 8, Tony nil.
Wow.
And this is 1984. That's about it for this week's show. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves this week. We're going to keep this brief because, quite frankly, we haven't done in the rest of the show.
Yeah.
What internet stations currently carry our show, Tony?
We are on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE. Do check them out.
Three fabulous stations. Yeah. Thank you very much for tuning in this week. I'm sorry that the show was late. We'll put next week's show up a day or two late as well, so we get back into sync. Give this one a few days to get out there. It's only fair on the bands we've played. Do you agree with that?
Yes, definitely.
How sensible are we?
We are.
Sensible people, Tony. Sensible people in a crazy world.
That's right. With internet.
With rubbish German internet. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!